Well, I have been studying Warren Buffett for quite a while now. I would say almost more than 2 decades. And I have studied his investment strategies. And this is what I have concluded. Basically, when we are investing in the stock market, there are 3 kinds of businesses. And he mentioned this in one of his annual reports. I have read that report. He said that basically there are 3 kinds of businesses: bad business, good business, and great business. And my understanding is as follows. Let's say there is a business which is not able to generate any free cash flow. Now, what is free cash flow? The money that the company has, which actually belongs to shareholders. So, for example, the company is doing some business, so it is earning some operating cash flow. Operating cash flow comes after paying everything. Cost of goods sold, taxes, salaries, all everything. That is the operating cash flow. Out of the operating cash flow, you deduct the capital expenditure, you deduct the interest expense, you deduct the repayment of borrowings. And what is left over is the money that actually belongs to the shareholders. That money can be paid out as a dividend. That money can be used to buy back shares of the company. That money can be used to buy other businesses by the company, right? So that is free cash flow. Now, a business that does not make any free cash flow, that's a bad business because there is no money left for the shareholders. So that is number one. Do not invest in bad businesses. Look at the free cash flow. Don't look at profits. Look at the free cash flow. If the company does not make any free cash flow, just forget about it. There are thousands of companies listed in the stock market. You don't need to invest your money in something that does not make any money at all. You are better off putting that money in a fixed deposit in a bank. Number two, what he says is a good business. Good business means, let's say, a business invests $100 million in a particular project and they make $20 million cash profit in that particular year. So that's $20 million return on an investment of $100 million. That's a 20% rate of return. That's a very high rate of return. If they were to put that $100 million in a bank fixed deposit, they will not make 20% return. So that's a good business. Now, there is a problem here. That $20 million, the company does not have the ability to invest that $20 million back in the business because there are no growth opportunities as such. The company will keep generating $20 million every year on that invested capital of 100, but they have to distribute it, give it back to the shareholders because they don't have any investment opportunities in the future. So it's like they give out $20 million as dividend, or they might choose to keep it as cash on the balance sheet. So that's a good business. The reason why it is called as a good business because it generates a satisfactory rate of return on invested capital, and that too in cash, right? I am talking about free cash flow here. So that's a good business, but it cannot grow. An example of a business which is bad, which is, does not make free cash flow, I would say in India would be telecommunication companies. Telecommunication companies in India, like for example, Airtel, if you see, Airtel does not have any free cash flow. Whatever profits it earns, it reinvests it back in the business. So there is nothing left for the shareholders. Plus on top of that, they have to borrow money to build more infrastructure, telecom infrastructure. So I am not interested in that kind of a business. If you look at a good business in India, a business that actually makes money but does not have the capability to grow, companies like, say, Colgate or Gillette or Castrol, these are companies that pay regular dividends. You can't invest $1 billion in Gillette and expect that $1 billion to generate the same kind of return that the company is generating currently right now, because where will they put that $1 billion? It takes time to build a factory. It takes time to produce goods. It takes time to sell those goods in the market, to bring those goods into the market. So you can't generate the same kind of return that the company is generating right now. So these are some businesses which are good businesses. These are what I call cash cows, and they give a lot of dividends to shareholders. The third type of business, which is my favorite and which Warren Buffett talks about in his report, is the business that can not only generate a free cash flow, but also can reinvest that free cash flow back into the business at the same rate of return that it invested its capital initially. So if I'm investing, let's say $100 million, I can earn $20 million on that $100 million. And now I have $120 million, and on that $120 million, I again make another 20% rate of return. So this is a compounding machine. Okay. This is a great compounding company. So this is a business that can generate a lot of wealth over a period of time because it has the capability to reinvest free cash flow back into the business, and at a very high rate of return, almost similar rate of return as they earned in the initial capital invested in the business. That's a fantastic business. So in summary, what Warren Buffett is trying to say is that there are three kinds of businesses: bad business, good business, great business. What I would say here is, to conclude, forget about the bad businesses. They are not making money. Shareholders will not get anything. Look at good business and great business. The great business is always available in the market at an overvalued price. So don't buy great businesses with your money. What you do is you look at the good business, the business that regularly gives dividends. Find out those good businesses which are available at a reasonable valuation in the market. This is what Warren Buffett did with See's Candies. Now, See's Candies is not a growth company. It's a cash cow. So he took cash out of the business and invested that cash into growing companies like Coca-Cola. So same strategy you can apply. Invest in good businesses, earn dividend income from those businesses, and use that capital to invest in growing companies. So you are not using your own hard-earned money to invest in overvalued great businesses, but you are using your dividend income to invest in great businesses. And try to find great businesses which are valued reasonably. Don't pay 100 times earnings to a great business. No matter how great their business is, the stock itself is overvalued, right? So we don't want to invest our money in overvalued things. So that's what I wanted to discuss in this video. Hope you got value out of it. Thank you so much.